Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, July 26, 2013. Today we are talking about statements made recently by two leading members of government, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey. Their statements are important and reflect on our society today, and so they are worth talking about. Senator Graham speaking to a cheering audience, as it was described, at a meeting of the Christians United for Israel organization, said, quote, "If nothing changes in Iran, come September, October, I will present a resolution that will authorize the use of military force to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear bomb." Mr. Graham, Senator Graham here, advocating, says he will bring a resolution before the Senate, a resolution that will get the Senate's endorsement on going to war with Iran, a country that, as far as we know, has not harmed us in any way and is not a direct strategic threat to the United States. Senator Lindsey Graham, war hawk, blusterer, advocate of preemptive war against a nation that has not harmed us, and against a nation that just elected a more moderate president, Hassan Rouhani, who is supposed to take office in August and who has said he wants friendlier relations with the United States. It seems like the wrong time for this kind of bluster, the wrong time to be padding his 2014 reelection resume with a get tough on Iran, get tough on terrorism, and be in support of Israel. Seems like the wrong time, but nevertheless, that is Senator Graham. All this bluster from a nation whose leading industrial city just filed for bankruptcy, whose other three cities, three great cities, lost. Detroit has a $3.5 billion unfunded pension liability, but Los Angeles, $9.4 billion, Chicago, $19 billion. Our city's crumbling, our infrastructure in trouble, and yet we bluster. We stagger under the debt loads, but we bluster and threaten the world and say, we will go to war with you if you do not do what we want. Shouldn't we re-examine these positions, folks? How did we happen to get in this shape? Shouldn't we take a look at that? As George Orwell said, is it perpetual war for perpetual peace? Some people seem to like it, though, as they say. Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, he likes it. He's a friend of President Obama, and he is a friend of perpetual war. He is a friend, a great friend, an admirer of the warfare surveillance state. Governor Christie said recently at a forum of Republican governors held in Aspen, Colorado, that libertarians, at least, quote, "the strain that's going through the parties right now is dangerous." Libertarians, dangerous, he said, specifically included Rand Paul in this. Christie, speaking at the governor's forum, as I said, brought up the usual suspects, primarily 9/11. Sit across from the victims' families, he said, and so forth, usually that one, and see if it's not worth destroying the privacy and freedom of every American and indeed every person on earth, as if that attack justifies all those things. It justifies invading countries that have not harmed us in any way. It justifies the massive intrusions of the NSA, the spying on members of government by the NSA, and so forth. Christie went on to praise President Bush and President Obama's policies on anti-terrorism and security, and he made another statement that confirmed something that I have suspected for some time, but here it is. Quote, "President Obama has done nothing to change the policies of the Bush administration and the war on terrorism, and I mean practically nothing." And you know why? Because they work, folks. Yes, indeed they do. But if we were just all locked in a prison cell, that would work too, wouldn't it? I mean, how could we be terrorists if we were locked up in some supermax prison? Well, you can see how ridiculous that is. But nevertheless, Governor Christie says, they work. Well, actually, President Obama has changed a few things. He has changed a few things from the way Bush did business. For example, the fall of Egypt, attack on Libya, the fall of the Benghazi embassy, interference in the Syrian civil war, prosecution of Bradley Manning, pursuit of Edward Snowden around the world, saying he would close Guantanamo, then not doing it at a cost of $500 million per year, pulling out of Iraq and starting the pullback from Afghanistan. These policies, all slightly different from the Bush years, but yes, they are the same. It's hard to tell the difference. Oh, they look different. Skin color's different, but their policies are basically the same. They work. Yes, they do. Their policies work. If your work is the destruction of the United States, that is the way I see it, folks. July 26, 2013. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle, folks. Thanks for listening.